This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mikey, on Joy.
And I was having more fun talking to our lovely next guest, Phoebe Blaney, just without the microphone. Yeah.
So if you want me to turn it back off, we'll just keep...
No, because now I have to talk about serious things.
Good morning, by the way, Phoebe. Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Great to see you.
Now, look, we deliberately bring our lovely friend Phoebe in here from Clover Financial Solutions to talk about, you know, money's hard. Money's getting harder.
And
unless you're going to South Africa and changing it over to their rand.
Yeah. Why is that easier?
Well, because I think for every like $1, I've got like 10 rand or something.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of, you can live well over there, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Big spender.
But we're in Australia, sweetheart. What am I going to do?
Okay, so what you're going to do at the moment, a lot of people are ringing me and asking me if they should fix their rates because rates are traditionally very low. The Reserve Bank's talking about having another rate drop maybe, or a lot of the economists talking about having another rate drop maybe in October or November. There are rates as low as
2.69.
Imagine that.
2.69.
On a fixed rate.
You know how much I love to tell you, the first house I ever bought, 17%. That's how much we're paying in interest. Well, Keating said it was the recession we had to have. Mm. You know, we had no choice.
And was that right?
Remember, the house I bought then was only worth $96,000. There's no such thing as a $96,000 home in this day and age.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, especially with
inflation. So it's all relative.
Like, yeah, but is it though? Because $96,000 now, in comparison, it's still like houses are still really expensive these days.
I think houses have gone up 10 times more than our wages have.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how much I used to earn, and I don't earn much more now as an unskilled worker than what I would have 20 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Houses have gone up a lot at a lot steeper angle than our wages have gone up. Mm. But also the cost of living hasn't gone up as much as you'd think. That's sort of almost flat as well.
That's just almost flat. Mm. So what are we going to do? Because I did actually see yesterday when we came back that some banks are actually offering, like you said, 2.69 to lock it in.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's really, really good. So the only reason I ever think get a fixed rate is because you absolutely want to know exactly what you're paying back for the next few years. So you might be having a baby or taking some time off to study or doing something like that. So knowing exactly what you're going to pay can be a really...
Great. And to budget for a family, nothing's better than knowing what your mortgage payment is next month.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But know when you're doing it that the banks are... setting their fixed rates based on what they think is going to happen in the future. And the banks are like the casino. They're going to win. So if you're fixing at 2.69, they're predicting that rates are probably going to go down.
But with the Reserve Bank at the moment, we're about 1%,
yes,
aren't we?
At 1%, yes.
But we're still paying 3 to 4% at the banks.
Yes.
How come they're allowed to do that? I thought the Reserve Bank set our country's interest rate...
That's the cash rate. So if we paid 1% in interest, people would also get less than 1% in savings.
Well, I'm sure no one's getting more than savings accounts.
Savings you can get to about 2%.
Oh, well, generosity. I mean, my God, they'll get me that on the bloody ATM fee tomorrow.
Yeah. They're setting the cash rate, so they're setting the amount that cash is purchased for, not what home loans are sold for.
Okay.
So home loans are a product.
Yeah.
And the banks need to make money because you're a shareholder of the banks. So everyone with the super fund's pretty much a shareholder of the banks.
Of a bank, yeah.
We want them to make money. We just don't want them to make money by disadvantaging people and stuff like that. So,
okay. So where are you saying? We're still thinking about we should lock half a home loan away? Is that still maybe a good idea?
Yes.
Because this would have to be record low, 2.69.
I've never seen anything lower, and I've been in banking for about 20 years.
Whoa. So.
Yeah.
Wait, is that good or bad? I'm lost here.
Is it good to have low rates?
Yes.
It's good to have low rates if you're a home buyer. If you're a retiree, it's probably not so great.
Okay.
Because then the cash that you've got sitting there waiting for you to spend isn't earning very much money.
What's the ideal for everyone to have, like, a percentage-wise?
I don't know. We always thought it was sort of 6 to 8.
Okay. Which I was about to say 7 was always known as the lucky magic number, wasn't it, if you could get... But then it's all relative. I think if our wages aren't going up...
Exactly.
It all has to follow suit.
Yeah.
So what about the property market at the moment? If interest rates are going to be dropping,
yes,
banks are still quite tough with lending. I know they've really still got that tight. They're getting better.
Yeah.
Is it a time to buy now? If, let's just say, should we be trying to save really quick and buy our first home?
There's a lot more stock on the market this week and last week than there was sort of in the previous 2 months.
80% clearance rate at our... I saw that the other day as well coming back.
Yeah. Yes, and 4% higher than this time last year in stock on the market. So property's coming back and people are starting to sell. I think a lot of people before the election were looking at it and thinking, we're so uncertain, we're not going to sell, we're not going to do anything. And then it's winter, so people prefer to sell in spring because their houses look prettier.
Yeah.
So I think people have just been waiting, and now that it's September, we're going to see a whole lot of houses on the market.
Okay.
So it's time to get ready, Mikey.
Bit of a I'm excited. I'm going to buy. You watch me.
Well, before you buy, what's a first home super saver scheme?
Yes, which is what I was going to talk about this morning. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, we derailed.
I got all distracted with the fixed rates because they were so low this morning. The super saver scheme, you can make extra payments into your super and you can make extra payments of up to $30,000, and when you're ready to buy, you can take that lovely tax-free money out and use it for a deposit
on
a home.
Get out of town.
So, how is that?
Is it called the first home super saver scheme, or is it just any super? If you pay above and beyond what the government states, you then can take that out.
It's only for first home buyers. Only for first home buyers and people that are in hardship. So if you're recently separated, or if you're separated, or you've been bankrupt or something like that, and you've got extra money in your super, they will allow you to apply to do the same thing.
I had done it as a single parent a long time ago. I actually got to take my super twice. Problem is, you pay 50% of it in tax.
Exactly.
But when you're poor, you know, $8,000 was better than $9,000.
Exactly.
It got me out of debt, yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So how do we find that? We come looking for you?
Come looking for me. We're going to put a link to it up on our Facebook page today. There's very simple information with the ATO. You need to put the extra money in. Before you take it out, you need to apply to take it out so that you make sure that you fit the criteria.
So you're taking it out before you've paid tax on it, so it's going to be better for you.
It's tax-free.
It's going into your
super. No longer do you have to send your money to offshore accounts. You can just put it into your super. How exciting is that?
So this is a really good scheme, and I've said that for a while. Super is fantastic. We should be worrying about our future. But unless you've got a roof over your head, no one would want to be retiring paying rent. And that's is quite scary.
And you think of someone like Mikey, who's living at home, who earns quite a lot of money.
Poor Mikey. Poor old Mikey.
And he can pay that extra into super. He'll never miss it.
Oh, $30,000 a year.
$30,000 over 2 years.
Over two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. But
yeah.
Cool.
And then you're entitled to your first home buyer's...
Yes, her first home buyer's discount on the stamp duty.
Look
at me go. I'm already away. Phoebe, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And you can catch all the Clover Financial Solutions links on our social medias at Tom and Mikey.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.